commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. Today's a Monday. It's usually a business and economics day, but it's the final day before our local election.
And, bum, bum, bum.
And I think we're all glad. I know Melissa. I know Rock Candy in the studio here is with me is going to be happy when the wake up is over tomorrow and it's all done. And Wednesday, it's all said and done. And
at least we'll have an idea.
Yeah, some more returns are coming in.
Yeah, we'll have an idea of where it's at. I'm ready for that.
A question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen such an outside influence trying to influence a local election?
Not the locals. Like, this is some crazy, like,
Planned Parenthood from Anchorage.
And you've got this, what is that, Alaskans for
better government.
That's
outside of D.C. and Colorado.
I'm shocked. I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I'm not, so here's my thing. I'm not one to really judge where people get money from. I mean, we need money for campaigns, right? We get money. But like, I have never seen so much of the outside wanting in on something.
Far left. Outside.
Yes.
Far left.
And
outside.
Planned Parenthood, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why are you so involved? What is it that you want? What is it that you, like, why do you need to be so involved in our schools?
Yeah.
That's my thing. Or
the borough assembly.
Yeah. I don't.
Those your laws, your operation are not in concert with the local elections.
Not whatsoever. Yeah. Not anything to do with us whatsoever. And yet they want to put their nose right there. And there's a girl who works for Planned Parenthood. Her name is Casey, and she's a graduate of West Valley. And so she's the main leading force behind the Planned Parenthood ploy here in town with the elections. And she's just trying to, I don't know. I don't understand.
Trying to be a player.
Yeah. I don't understand the outside stuff. This is local elections. These are nonpartisan.
It's very partisan.
Oh, it's so partisan this year.
Don't let the left tell you that.
No, it is so partisan. It's crazy this year. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm ready to have an idea and so we can move on.
You know, you see like the news miner when it weighs in and they've given a couple community perspectives out that are not community perspectives. And the latest one.
No, they're hit pieces.
The latest one was from Mindy O'Neill.
Yeah, Mindy, what the hell?
Yeah, against fellow assembly members.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Mindy's gross.
You do not do that.
No.
You know, you do, that's why there's harmony in the city council.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
You don't do that.
We have disrespectful.
You know what?
We have disagreements. Yes.
Here's the thing. Mindy has no tact whatsoever. And you know Mindy has no tact or no care for anything except for herself and her needs because of the fact that she will sit there during a borough assembly meeting and call Aaron Lajewski a piece of trash. She's done it in worse words than that. I can't say the words she has said here on the air. But I mean, she during borough assembly meetings, I was sitting right there and she goes, "You are the worst human being on this planet. You're a piece of trash. Everything you do is trash." That's what she said to her presiding officer. Like, and you wonder why our borough assembly has such a problem and is so divisive.
Yeah.
Like, and you wonder, this is why. And, you know, she, in her hit piece, right? Here's the big thing that gets me. And it's not just her. It's this whole, you guys don't listen to the people. What, we don't listen to your people? Is that what that is? Because I'm sorry.
Yep.
I watch our assembly. I watch our school board. I'm on the dang school board. I watch the city council listen to hours and hours of testimony, weighing everything there is. And they're not listening because they didn't go your way. Now they're not listening. That's what it is.
They listened on the Climate Action Committee.
Yeah.
They changed it out.
Yeah.
They listened.
Yeah.
They found out what was involved. You know that,
that original plan, right, that they all, like Nick Lajinus and Scott Crass, everybody's like, we'll vote for the original plan. Do you know what that original plan did? It took away the city. It took away the city council and your job.
Mm-hmm.
It literally turns the borough into a borough run.
With powers that they don't have.
Right. And you want to scream about overreach of government?
Yeah.
And like, you know, the flyer that went out, the mailer, Tammy Wilson's overreach of government. No, Mindy, that's an overreach of government. I don't think you know what those words mean.
And this plan removes coal, natural gas, and oil uses.
And we don't have anything to replace it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to freeze our tuckuses off all winter long for climate action. I am not a climate denier. 100% believe there's things going on out there. The climate's changing. I remember 17 years ago.
I was talking to a friend. Now, here's one for you. I was talking to a friend. She lives in Omaha, Nebraska. And they found a study in why they have a lot more humidity and heat there now.
Yeah.
Irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
Their own irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pollutants from CO2. Their own irrigation.
Yeah.
You look at Arizona. I always go to Arizona. And I used to. And I'd always say to myself, it's gotten hotter there.
Yeah.
Why? Well, maybe it's because there's so much asphalt.
Yeah. They cut down all the stuff.
And it heats up.
Yeah, I was going to say trees, but Arizona doesn't have a lot.
Have you ever gone jogging on asphalt at 100 degrees?
Yeah, it's hot.
You're in a furnace.
Well, and I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to sit here and say that other things aren't attributing factors. Absolutely not. I'm not a climate denier.
But it's not what you're thinking. And if you really want to change the environment, go after Russia, China, India, and Brazil.
Yeah, right.
They're the worst.
Right. They're the worst pollutants.
We're the best.
Yeah,
we're the best.
No, I know. It just, you know, it's all frustrating as all hell.
It's just that time of year. It's what happens. So what the left does, they conjure up.
Oh, yeah. And there is so much out there.
Yeah.
So much out there. I swear, I came back from Anchorage. So I was in Anchorage all weekend. I came back yesterday. I checked my mail when I pulled up to my house. And I had no less than eight mailers in my mailbox waiting for me. All negative. All from the left. All from putting Alaskans first. All from Planned Parenthood.
I didn't get
any. The interior Democrats of Alaska.
I didn't get any. They know me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got them all. And I'm just sitting here going, holy cow. They say, you know, they raise like $100,000. Well, yeah, it all went into mailers.
I highlighted some of her ideas. At stake is our downtown plan, Pioneer Park updates, education, energy advancements, and quality improvements that increase the quality of life for residents and visitors and boost our economy. I mean, I'm going, Chicken Little.
Yeah.
You know,
the sky is falling.
And everything you do usually screws all that up.
Yeah.
Everything you do.
Yeah.
Everything you touch.
Yeah.
And then our assembly should respectfully listen.
They do.
To the public and value expertise of our borough staff.
Here's the thing. They do. And the problem is.
Tell the borough staff, tell the assessor how she's taking items that are 60 years old and how you look at nonprofits. And how you're now taxing them.
Yeah.
They're not listening to you on that one, Mindy.
No.
The public is going to, they want her out of that job.
Absolutely. I'm just shocked that we didn't run anybody again. Nobody ran against her last year. Like, we just let her go on to the assembly, walk
into her
seat.
Luckily, she'll be
turned down.
Thank God. And then she goes, because the old way of running things in this borough is not working. Mindy, you're the old way of running things.
Yeah.
You know.
She wants to take your job, Dave.
This year, there's a 5-4 conservative vote.
Yeah.
Before that, for the last 12, 15 years, it's been uber liberal.
Yeah.
Your way of running things.
I was listening to Michael Dukes. Michael Dukes likes to talk about the assembly. He spent many years on the assembly.
Yeah.
And he said, I left because it was me. Like me and Lance, he was like him and Lance Roberts were there and they were the only conservatives trying to do anything. It's literally been going your guys' way for many, 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 many years. And now people are coming in and saying, hold on, we don't 100% disagree with you, but we want to be smart. We want to watch out for our taxpayers, and we want to make sure that we're doing things that make sense before we're doing things like, I don't know, trashing all of our stoves that we all just replaced, and now you want to come after them again, and all the other things that keep happening.
She goes, because the old way of running this borough is not working, And then she goes, just look at, I'm going to go through these item by
item. Yeah.
The lack of medical and mental health care. Mindy, the borough has no involvement in that.
No, that's a state.
Yeah, that's the state of Alaska. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying Tammy Wilson, Aaron Gibson, and Jimmy Cash, it's their fault.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
It's your fault, Jimmy.
Diminishing educational scores. That's on your
side.
That's on your side of the street.
That's me.
And boy, have you guys changed that around.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Crumbling public facilities. Mindy.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're a presiding officer. So what she's trying to do, if she picks off one of these people running, she's a presiding officer again. That's what she's trying to do. That's what all this is about.
Yeah, she just wants
and
it back.
And Newsminer, you played into it.
Yeah.
You allowed it. Congratulations again. There you go. Why do you think you don't have a Saturday paper? Why do you think you've lost revenue?
Yeah.
Why do you think you've lost advertising?
Why do you think you've lost
readers? Because of crap like this
that
you endorse.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's gross. It's absolutely gross.
Inadequate housing and too little pride in the downtown core. Downtown trails. Mindy, we have lots of pride in downtown. We try and keep the borough assembly out of the downtown with your ideas. But anyway.
Well, and what's crazy is, right, so not only does she do that hit piece, but then they also try to run all these ads and they try to do all these things that make them sound so moderate.
Yeah,
that,
they're not.
That we're the culture war stokers and we're going to ruin our borough and we're going to, oh my God, the sky is falling.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm enjoying myself this morning. I really
am. I'm having fun, actually.
Fairbanks, we'll be back in a few minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you crave positive change in our schools? Then vote for me, Maggie Matheson, on October 3rd. I have worked hard over the last 3 years keeping our schools a safe place for all children and all families in our district. I'm a dedicated parent and community member who truly understands the needs of all of our district families. I believe in transparency and accountability and am committed to listening to our teachers and our parents. I believe in a better education for a better future. Please vote for me, Maggie Matheson, October 3rd.
Paid for by Maggie Matheson for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99709.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This Friday's 50-50 offer is from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing. Get your vehicle, boat, or plane clean with a $150 gift certificate from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing for only $75. They can pick up your vehicle at your work, clean it, and return it right back to you. They do interior cleaning, exterior cleaning, ceramic coating, paint correction, and headlight restoration. So look at your car right now. Now imagine it clean with Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing. This Friday, get your $150 gift certificate from Midnight Sun Mobile Detailing for only $75.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with a chance for snow. Highs around 36. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 22, mainly cloudy. Snow showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 36. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm in the studio here with Melissa Burnett, otherwise known as Hot Brown.
Rock candy.
And rock candy. How many names
I have?
Too
many.
You?
I had too
I've
many.
Only given you two.
I think you've given me two. Somebody else has given me. I've got tons. I got tons of nicknames.
It was Mornings with Melissa.
Yeah. Mornings with Melissa, Rock Candy, Hot Brown, Missy B.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's
never
a lot.
Heard that one.
Yeah, that one was when
I like Rock Candy the
I was
best.
Doing K Wolf, and that was my
Missy
moniker.
B.
Yeah, when I was over
rock
there.
Rock Candy's the best.
Yeah, I like it too. My liners are amazing. I keep getting compliments about them, so. I love what I do.
I know, man. You know, and then you're looking at, that's just the borough assembly.
Yeah.
Then you look at the school board.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
fun.
They're trying to put back in place a culture where the left will determine the socio aspects of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Take that away from the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're after.
Well, and here's
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing too, right? So not just that, but they're actually doing a really great job of tearing down our side of our candidates. They are. And it's brutal. It's it actually kind of hurts a little bit to see, especially, you know, I don't worry about April. That girl, she got herself. She's good.
Yeah.
She's Maggie. Like, they are trying to turn her into this monster. And, like, I've known Maggie for 8 years.
I was with Lonnie Marty this morning. I was saying, you know, I was whispering in his ear, you know, city council, nothing's changing.
Yeah.
I was just saying, thank God you're not running for borough assembly or
school board.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, Problem Corner, and your name is?
It's Bill.
Hello, Phil.
You know, the News Miner is a non-for-profit charitable foundation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so we need to stop giving them money.
So their building should be taxed at its fullest by the assessor.
Well, no, but to go back, I mean, it. What I would do, because you are, you know, I mean, you have a news program, you have a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
I would go out and I would say, you know, can you tell me what your current subscriber, how many subscribers do you have? And then do one that's electronic and then see which one where it actually gets the newspaper, and then just ask for the area codes where those are. And I think what you're going to notice is they are an echo chamber for those area codes.
Amen.
And I think you're going to look at, like, I'm going to lie, let's say there's 100 population in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. I don't think the News Miner goes to the whole Fairbanks North Star Borough. I think there are cutoffs like Salcha. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look even within that, and out of the entire population, then there's only 85. I think you're going to find that their subscriber base, it actually is going to fall. It'll still be double digits, but it's not going to be what anyone who has a business, because you look at the cost of the paper, because they have union employees.
Mm-hmm.
So a union employee is not going to be minimum wage, number one. Number two, they're going to come along with benefits that are not the way more than what anyone who's drawing minimum wage is currently getting. So that charitable foundation is at a net loss. So is it a charity? And then, you know, this kind of reflects back on the same thing. When you look at the people with the outside money, who do they go give money to? They give money to the liberal media, echo chamber. I bet you they're pumping money into the News Miner, echo chamber. I bet the writers who are doing any kind of stories are deriving their benefits from those who are funding the campaigns against them, which would be national associations or whoever they're going to be, probably unions.
Yeah.
Like NEA. But anyway, ask someone to come over there, whether it's an editor or someone from the foundation, and go, what is your subscription base, electronic and mail or paper delivery, and then what are the zip codes? And then go, so you're operating at a loss. How is that charitable? I'll listen to your answer off the air. Bye.
Thank you. I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the information.
I think it'd be interesting to see,
yeah,
though.
I don't think they're going to give it up.
No, absolutely not.
Ready
another one?
Yep. Yeah. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, you know, you got basically two subjects you talked about today. The one I wanted to speak to in particular on climate. You know, you think about climate, you think about meteorology and so forth. We're only able to accurately predict the weather 72 hours, maybe a little bit further past that. The idea that man can somehow control the climate is beyond me. If you can't predict what the climate's going to be 2 weeks out, how in the world can you possibly control the climate? That's one thought I have. The other one is about what's happening with the Borough Assembly. And to me, if you look at revolution and the history of revolution throughout the world, every revolution is different from the one that precedes it. And I think what we have happening here is a grassroots revolution funded by foreign sources, whether it's George Soros or other left-wing sources, and they're trying to manipulate, change how local politics are structured. And I think that's what we're seeing here. And, you know, it isn't just Fairbanks. This is happening on a fairly large scale throughout the nation. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say there.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate your phone call, Phil. You know, it's interesting how you look at this and you say to yourself, you know, 5 years ago, there was maybe up to a year ago, there was always only one or two conservatives on there. Then 3 years ago, we took 7 out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was getting tired of that liberal dogma.
Yeah.
And direction.
Yeah.
And leadership.
I think everyone's crazy of the far extreme side of things.
Yeah.
They just want to be in the middle and like be like, hey, let's just get some work done. Let's do what's right for everybody here. Yeah. Let's make sure our kids taken care of. Let's make sure our properties taken care of.
Stay in our lanes.
Yeah. Stay in your dang lanes. Yeah. I hate that phrase, but it's true.
Yeah. And then this year, there was finally a 5-4 moderate and conservative over the far left.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristen Kelly, Savannah Fletcher.
Yeah, that's pretty far
David,
left. Yeah.
Mindy, that's extreme left.
Yeah.
That's extreme left. You know, what's really surprised me is Brett Ronerman.
Yeah.
Very, very accomplished person mm-hmm. on the assembly.
Very hardline conservative.
And then Barbara Haney, she's really growing into it. She came in here last week and just knocked it out.
Yeah.
Just knocked it out, showing
what
that climate action committee really wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so, and what they say is, what you should do is, if you're listening, go vote.
Yeah.
Just go vote.
Go vote.
Yeah. Whatever way you want to go, go vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one. Nice. Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi there. My name's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
You were just talking about lanes, and Mindy is a lane, and that lane is union.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And the other three liberals are completely supportive of that.
Yep.
And
how could Dave not be, you know, retired from union? Laborers.
Mindy?
No, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, Mindy's a lane, and that's, there's all these union people in this town.
There's nothing wrong with being in a union, first of all, but what they are, they're trying to send it to sole sourcing it, white collar, maybe some blue collar, sole source, bring out their agendas only,
mm-hmm.
no one else's agendas
mm-hmm.
or no one else's thoughts. You know, they are dictated to by a couple of unions, and it's not the IBEW, it's not the plumbers and pipe fitters.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of the environmentalist unions.
Yeah.
You know, on College Road, the APEA, and right across the street is the National Center for, for Conservation Alaska. I mean, right there, right across the street. That's who they answer to.
Yeah. Well, Mindy's job is to put more money into union pockets, and that's what she's going to do, along with the other three and whoever other liberals may get elected. Just grow the borough, grow union membership, grow union money. That's Mindy's job.
There you go. Absolutely right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah?
No, it is her job.
Actually, if you look at her job, she's never had, since she's been in Fairbanks, a private sector job.
Nope.
It's always been a public sector job funded by...
Meanwhile, you've got, you know, Jimmy Cash, who's a self-made man. He's got his own business, does his own thing. You know,
Aaron Lajewski, he's self-made.
Yeah.
Aaron Gibson.
Yeah.
He works for Tan Chiefs IT, but he also has a couple of his own gigs going on.
Yeah. They're all very local. They all support local. They're all very concerned about our community, about our taxpayers, about what is happening within our borough. That's what they're concerned about. Mindy's concerned about the unions.
Yep.
I mean, there you go.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We have Joe Satriani music. Is that
Glenn?
Okay. Had to ask. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
In Congress, some Republicans are trying to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. What does President Biden think about this?
He doesn't have a vote, right? That's something for House Republicans to figure out. What the president's going to continue to do is deliver for the American people.
Well, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz claims a stopgap government funding bill passed this weekend violates an agreement the Speaker made with Republicans when he was first vying for the gavel. Former President Donald Trump says he's being accused of fraudulent business practices in New York as an attempt by Democrats to lower his poll numbers. He spoke in a New York City courthouse fighting a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General Letitia James.
This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
James is accusing the former president of inflating the value of assets to secure better deals. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska News Service reports that Alaska State Troopers report that no one was injured when a bullet struck a bus in Wasilla carrying school children. According to a dispatch from Troopers, a bus was struck by a bullet at approximately 4:30 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Troopers and emergency medical personnel responded immediately and found the bus had a damaged windshield and seat. Both the bus driver and the students on board were uninjured. A subsequent investigation found that the firing of the bullet was an accident. A person moving a 30-06 rifle from a camper into a residence accidentally dropped the firearm, causing the weapon to discharge. Troopers have not reported which school's students were on the bus or whether it was in motion when it was struck. Troopers will not be charging the person who dropped the weapon with any criminal violations. And finally, Alaska's most watched popularity contest, the Fat Bear Week in Katmai National Park and Preserve, will be able to continue thanks to the government not shutting down. The Park Service will stay open and the contest will continue. More than 1 million votes were cast last year.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Well, Fairbanks, here we go. Municipal elections are upon us once again. This is Brett Roderman, local businessman. This is my opinion and not the opinion of the Assembly. And once again, I'm calling on all conservative voters to get out and vote for Borough Assembly. Aaron Gibson and other great conservative candidates will work hard to advance our common sense views on the Assembly. Now, more than ever, it's time for conservative folks to get out and vote. If we lose just one seat in this election, our voices will be null and void for at least another year. Please don't let that happen. Once again, I call on the good folks in Salcha, Moose Creek, North Pole, Chena Hot Springs Road, Two Rivers, and Pleasant Valley. Get out and vote. The old saying goes, you get the government you vote for. I like to say, you deserve the government you don't vote for. Please vote on October 3rd.
This communication is paid for by Gibson for Fairbanks.
Aches and pains keeping you down? McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine has the only certified primary care sports medicine physician in Fairbanks. Dr. Malcolm offers a variety of treatments to include ultrasound-guided injections, platelet-rich plasma or PRP injections, and stem cell therapies. These regenerative medicine techniques are cutting-edge and can help your body heal itself. Dr. Malcolm can perform these procedures in office without the need for surgery. Don't let pain get you down. Jump back into life with McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Call 456-3338 today.
Hello, my name is Michael Humphrey, and I'm running for school board. I'm a husband, father of six, and United States Marine. I'm not happy with the direction the district is headed. The focus on core subjects is gone, and test scores prove student achievement is lagging. I will stop the intrusion of radical social theories, promote more parental involvement in schools, and develop a budget that supports core subjects and smaller class sizes. Do your part to protect students. Vote for me, Michael Humphrey, on October 3rd.
Paid for by Humphrey for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99711.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Rock Candy, did you listen to any of the Saturday shows that we produce here locally that are half hour?
I listened to your Fairbanks Foodies, and that was pretty great.
Yeah, that's a huge liar. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
No, sucking I actually
up.
Didn't.
You did. You learned how to cook a brisket.
Anchorage.
You learned how to cook a brisket.
No, I didn't. I was actually in Anchorage all weekend, so I didn't get a chance to listen.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I told everyone how to cook a perfect brisket, but this Saturday, I'm going to teach you how to cook a perfect tri-tip. I'm going to be smoking it, then grilling it.
Yeah.
Going to have some smashed Parmesan potatoes with it.
All I'm saying is I need fed.
Well, I'm going to feed you a phone call here.
There we go.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Morning. It's Al.
Al, what you up to?
Oh, I've been listening to your conversation this morning, and it has a lot of merit to it. But I am confused on, you've been throwing the term conservative out there quite a bit.
Well, I'd say moderate or conservative. It depends, you know.
Yeah, so
your interpretation
of a conservative is not a person that's been elected as a conservative defined.
You're getting too big for me on Monday morning here. That's a big statement, but go ahead, keep going.
Well, I mean, you got so-called conservatives looking for ways to shift the tax burden from one taxpayer to another one, and I don't see what's conservative about that.
That's still getting at you, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the borough assembly is doing the same thing, just like the city is.
Well, how's the borough? What's the borough assembly
doing?
Well,
they have a ballot proposition number 2 on there,
which is
to give tax relief to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not vote for that.
And so that's not much different or any different than taxing the cigarette users more, so you relieve the property taxpayers from the city.
Well, actually, it's quite different. One says, okay, we're not going to increase revenue, but we're going to increase cigarette taxes that have not been increased in 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And the other one says we're going to decrease taxes to the farmers and increase everyone else's, all the other real estate taxes for everyone else more.
Yeah.
So that's a teeter totter.
Yeah. Well, and I think with conservatism, right, it's hard because on one hand, like with this Prop 2, so you didn't vote for it. I did because food security, right? That's a big concern of mine. I think that the way I see it is, you know, some tax breaks to production of food and meat and vegetables of any kind that maybe smaller areas are using or bigger farms. Who knows? You know, if we can encourage more growing of food here in the interior or just in Alaska statewide, like, I mean, we've got what, 3 days worth of supplies here. That's all we have. And if something happens, we're screwed. Right. So that's kind of how I saw it. So yeah, I get the, you know, you're just taking one tax and giving it to another. You take it from one person, putting it on another person, but like different things I think could be acceptable of that, especially when you consider food security.
Now, when I look at being a conservative, the way I look at it myself is, when it comes to fiscal policy, I review what we're going to do, make sure it's in place correctly, make sure it is spent appropriately, not wasted, audited, reviewed. And then I also, as a conservative, I make sure that we stay in our lane as a government, doing no more than what the people have invested in us for us to do.
That too.
Now, the people who are not conservatives that are running here, their climate action change, and you're going to love this one, the trail plan. You know, they've been working on it for a long time, until then they find out, guess what, on the trail plan, you have government powers of eminent domain. Mm-hmm. The borough does not have eminent domain powers, and they want to take that. They want to take away people's property to enhance a trail that they believe should be enhanced by taking people's real estate away.
So let me get back to how Mindy voted.
Yes.
Because she's probably not ever owned a business.
Nope.
And so that's where some of this fallacy comes in, is if you read all the whereases in that Prop 2,
mm-hmm.
none of them are proven. They're just perception or assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have some sort of food security. And being a businessman and being involved in business, in my views, is any time that your business has to be subsidized by government, that's a red flag right there that
exactly
this is not sustainable.
Yeah.
And we will have no more food security by lessening property taxes for farmers than we have today.
You're absolutely right. I totally concur with you. That's why I did not vote for it. And what you're doing is you're shifting the burden of their business expense onto the other property owners.
And they could easily do it to the cigarette people, as the city's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of your overhead. You have to incorporate that into your business.
We've incorporated the overhead already. What they're just doing is they're saying, okay, we have too much overhead being paid by the real estate tax, so we want to try and lessen that a little bit.
Yeah, so let's use some habitual users of tobacco.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great
hey,
day.
Hey, hold it. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Bye. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
This is Jimmy Cash. How you doing?
Jimmy Cash, Jay! How you doing? Yeah.
I am well. So, actually, I wanted to call in response to Al there. I'm speaking on my behalf and not that of the Borough Assembly. Got to put that out there. But, you know, with that Prop 2, what was brought before us to vote on was whether or not it should be on the ballot. And so, as a conservative, my belief 100% is that the government, the elected body, works for the people. And so if somebody brings ballot initiative to me and says, hey, should we put this on the ballot for the people to decide, there's no way I'm going to vote no on it. Whether I
agree. Yeah, I understand that. Exactly. I understand that.
That's why I voted yes for that at the assembly level. Now, I haven't voted yet. I'll vote tomorrow, and I'm probably going to vote against it. I'm voting no on it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because what you guys did touch on is that, you know, whenever you give a tax break to one group of people, it puts that burden onto somebody else.
Yeah.
When we first saw the initiative, it was the idea of food security. That made sense. It seemed like it might be a way to incentivize, you know, more food growth inside the borough. But at the same time, I have talked to farmers since that don't like the idea. I've talked to a lot of farmers who grow hay, and this doesn't work for them at all. And there's a lot of people who have livestock, whether it's beef cattle or horses or whatever, and then, you know, that the hay farmers are actually having a real hard time because the cost of farming and taxes that they're having to pay on their land and on their buildings is causing the hay price to go way up, which is making it harder for people to raise any livestock or any animals. So so they're not in favor of. So, yeah.
Are you ready for tomorrow?
I am. I think so, yes. We've been out as much as you hear my voice. My voice is shot.
I'm predicting your victory over Nick Lagunas.
Right.
Yeah, I am predicting that. I'm Nostradamus David here. Nostradamus.
Yeah, you know, my opponent has outraised me, and there's commercials and Facebook ads all over the place, and most of his ads and stuff try to come across as though he's pretty moderate, but you only have to listen to a couple things that he says, and one is that he wants to reinstate the climate action plan. First thing, it was never instated, so you can't reinstate something that's never been instated.
So his intelligence level isn't that high.
That plan is unbelievably liberal.
Far extremist left. You're saying liberal. I'm saying far, far extremist left.
Extremist left. You're right, yeah, because a lot of liberals, the classical liberal is more freedom to the people. The way the left has stolen the liberal moniker is terrible. But anyways, yeah, so, and then also the funding the school district to the cap. People aren't realizing, I didn't understand it until I got on the assembly, that the cap, the local matching cap, or local cap to education is $75 million. This year we gave them $54 million. So what the people who are running say that they want to fund education to the cap, that's still $20 million more than what the school district is even asking for. And so if we do that, that's $20 million more dollars that the borough taxpayers are going to have to
absorb, pay. That's right.
Exactly. And they said, you know, Scott Kraft, who's running against Aaron Gibson, he said, well, there's plenty of room inside of the current tax cap to do that. Well, sure, yes, but that would mean we'd have to tax all the way to the tax cap. And I don't know any property owner in Fairbanks that wants to pay more tax for education or for roads or anything. They don't want to pay more tax.
Hence, so, two people on the city council came out with an ordinance to lessen the real estate tax and increase the cigarette tax is to shift the burden, you know, because the majority of ours, I think we have about 42% of our revenue comes from real estate taxes.
So let me interrupt here. So
you always do.
If, I know I do. If you were to go and look at what these people are saying, like if you go to April Smith's Facebook page, you go to Maggie Matheson's, they're all sitting there going, well, they didn't want to fund the district to the cap. Okay, you don't understand. First off, know your audience, right?
Yeah.
Know your assembly. We had Jimmy, we had Barbara, we had Brett, we had Aaron Lajewski, and then of course, you know, we've got the left side too and whatever. We've got Tammy, you know, over there on the right. So we've got what, five conservatives, you got four liberals. Know your audience. The five conservatives would they understand the burden to the taxpayers. You're not going to fund the district to the cap. We asked for what we needed, for what could fund what we needed, and they gave it to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
so thank you, Jimmy.
And, yeah, thank you for doing that in your supplemental budget. Never done before.
Never. Ever. Ever. And I'll say this, and Jimmy, you can confirm this, but we had a couple school board members who went in there and literally almost ruined that.
And Tim Doran's running again.
Yeah. And like, they really got Jimmy. Like, the fear-mongering, it's insane.
Yep.
And still, after hard work.
How does it feel having Planned Parenthood after you, sir?
Yeah.
How does it feel having all these Anchorage and Washington, D.C. PACs coming after you? Ah, oh, I envy you, man.
They're running ads quoting me as saying that I'm a climate denier. And
yeah.
If that's the worst that they got on me, then great.
True.
They're not saying how wonderful of a father you are.
No.
How hard of a work you are. How good on the budget you are.
Nope.
How good in contracts you are. How you were able to do a supplemental budget.
How common sense he is.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like, come on.
Yeah. I'm not gonna give you a big head anymore here, buddy. I gotta take a commercial break.
Yeah, Jimmy, get off the phone.
But hey, good luck tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow, and I really hope you win.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. And Fairbanks, you know, I got Melissa here that's really sucking up to Jimmy. So I gotta take a commercial break. Yeah, we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When it comes to running a city, well, experience counts. Lonnie Marnie has that experience. Lived in Fairbanks for decades, raising a family, owning a home. For the last 3 years, Lonnie's been on your city council, working with two mayors, staff, and the great employees of the city, balancing a budget and keeping property taxes low. On October 3rd, please vote for Lonnie Marnie, City Council seat E, because experience counts.
I'm Lonnie Marnie. I would be honored to have your vote on October 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Lonnie Marnie for City Council seat E.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone BlizzX Snow Tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. It's not too early to slip on your BlizzX Snow Tires today. Submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a BlizzX Snow Tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone BlizzX Rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn and Cushman.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories in Central Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
We need cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for snow. Highs around 36. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight. Lows around 22, mainly cloudy. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow. Highs around 36, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here with Melissa. We have a wake-up, and then tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the elections are over at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And Fairbanks can start feeling good about themselves again.
I just hope all the nasty goes away.
The fear-mongering.
All the grossness. Yeah. I don't know. I hate it. I hate how, you know, you got the extreme left side coming at the right side, and everybody's wrong, and everybody's the devil, and everybody's a massive monster who's going to do horrible for our community. No, stop.
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good afternoon, if not good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Ron, David.
Ron, hey, Ron.
It's the Ron.
It's the Ron.
The Ron. Ron, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I just wanted to thank you folks for your show today and your previous callers, and that you saved me a bunch of money.
Well, you know, anything we can do to save you some money, Ron.
Well, I was afraid I was going to have to go out and buy a white horse and a black mask.
Zorro!
I love it.
Hang in there and keep it safe.
Thank you, buddy. You take care. Have a great day.
Don't forget to vote, Ron.
You know, I'm looking at this Planned Parenthood.
That's so gross. Planned Parenthood being involved in our
October
elections.
Vote October 3rd for candidates who support sex education and LGBTQ and rights. Bobby Burgess, Tim Dorn, Meredith Maple, Liz Reeves, Ramos, Scott Crass, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Now, you're this is on your side of the equation here.
Yeah.
Sex ed.
Yeah. That's what they came after us for. And here's why. This whole Planned Parenthood campaign, all of this is tracing back to late spring when we did our sex ed curriculum, and we went through and approved. We approved science. We approved math. We approved gym. We approved health and sex ed. And we had a book that came with a supplement book. Okay. It came with a supplement. Now, the book itself, I went through page for page. In this book was birth control. In this book was consent. In this book was safe relationships and abuse and STDs and, you know, hygiene and biology and male versus female. And it had all the things. It even touched. It even touched on LGBTQ just a little bit in a very light way with things that, okay, sure, high schoolers need to know this. Now, the supplement dug into it further, right? Got way deep into it. It talked about the different definitions and what they mean and what this means. And it dove real, real deep into gender ideology and theory. And it dove real deep into pretty much giving kids an outline for having sex. I'm sorry, they're going to figure that out, bottom line, on their own. Their friends are big potty mouths. They'll figure that out online. Like,
but you cut the book and you can the supplement.
Yeah, we can
good
the supplement.
Good decision.
Yeah, but the regular book.
And that's what they're mad at you about.
Yeah, and the regular book still had all the things they wanted it in. It's completely everything you need.
Ready for a phone call?
I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, all of these elections are very important, but the one that worries me the most, it seems most important to me anyway, is the city election, the city council election, and I'm hoping everyone will vote for Lonnie Marnie and John Ringstad. And I'm a little worried, Lonnie Marnie, she has a very vocal campaign, and I think he'll do just fine. John Ringstad seems a little quiet. I haven't heard one single ad from him or anything, but I really hope people vote for him because his opponent is a lady that was on the
Shoshana Kuhn, yeah, she's quite extensively, extremely liberal.
Yes, and I'm definitely afraid of the massive anti-discrimination law that she tried to pass when she was on the city council in 2019, and I think it's basically I'm against all anti-discrimination laws directed at the private sector. I think that they're armed robbery. And what I was starting to mention on Friday is about this extreme case in Philadelphia that happened in 2018, and the trial was a few years later, where a lady who got fired from Starbucks, or laid off, or terminated, whatever, she sued
Yeah, we talked about that, and you know, Randy, I don't mean to cut you off, but I only got 5 minutes left of the local elections here, and that's what today's on. So, how do you think the school board is going to do?
Well, you know, Tim Doyle will be a difficult person to get rid of, but he's a guy that apparently doesn't know how many genders there are, because he wouldn't answer that question at one of the League of Women Voters forum, and I think that's very concerning. I mean, it's just easy to say there's two genders, male and female, and leave it at that. You can talk about psychology and how people can imagine all sorts of weird things they could imagine them, they're a penguin or whatever, you know, but that's not, there's only two genders, and I think he should have said that.
There you go.
So, Michael Humphrey.
Here's the thing with Tim Doran, right? So after that forum, I may or may not be, you know, going through all the previous videos trying to find when Tim Doran said what he did about that. And what sucks about Mr. Doran is that he always says things in a way that you can't go, oh, gotcha. So there is.
He says stuff without saying anything.
Yeah, it's like he'll be like, well, the X and Y chromosomes and the Y has 32 more this and that and what. He like goes into this big old, like, so you know what he said,
mm-hmm.
but you, there's no gotcha.
Okay.
You know?
Randy, thank you for the phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah.
It's almost like he does it on purpose.
Well, let's go down the line on school board on your prediction.
Yeah.
Between April and Bobby.
April. April Smith will come out on top. I have full faith in that.
Between Maggie and Miss Maple.
Oh, that's a really hard one. And honestly, I am very fearful that we will lose our seat to Meredith. She's got a very great campaign out there and a lot of support.
Between Tim and...
That's another hard one, and I don't think we're going to have an answer tomorrow night. I think this one will go into an absentee runoff, and I think it's going to be between a few votes. And I honestly...
That's why you all should vote.
Yeah, and that's why you all should vote. So please get out there and vote. Yeah. I really do. I think this one's going to come to an absentee runoff, and it's literally going to be just a few votes, and I really don't know which way it will go. Tim Doran is an institution. He's been in the system for a long time. He's got a lot behind him. But Michael Humphreys is fresh, and he's hungry, and he's ready to get to work and do the things that we need to be done. So I'm very hopeful. I just, everybody, please get out there. Please vote. This is very crucial. Tomorrow's the day. Tell everybody you know, send a text, send 10 text messages, tell people, get out and vote. The polls are open till what, 7?
8.
So it's 8 o'clock, there you go, they're open till 8. So get out, vote, look up your precincts, get it, it's so important. These elections are so big, and I've got anxiety over this.
Between
so.
Borough Assembly, between Tammy Wilson and
Wilson.
Liz.
Okay. Wilson's
between
got it.
Jimmy Cash.
Jimmy.
Between Aaron Gibson and
Gibson.
Scott.
I think we're going to do a full sweep on the assembly.
Yeah. City Council between Lonnie Marnie and Sean.
Lonnie.
Between John Ringsted and.
John. I know he's not out there. I know he's quiet, but John's a big name and a big man who's got a big presence. And he's got a good job. He's done a good job.
Yep.
He does great things. He's in the community. Hell, I just saw him at hockey. The man is everywhere. So
while got grandkids,
John. I think John's safe. So then those are all who I'm voting for.
Now, as minor senior upper management.
Yeah.
You just had seniors
just had
management.
The senior management
seniors
come out the door.
And they were looking for you.
Yeah, he's
not
like,
me.
I need
you. For you. Yeah,
yeah, the boss needs me.
You see what we go through here? My purple room with the polka dots on it, the sparkles.
And
that
the boss
do to me.
Has come to hunt me down.
And they give me this crappy equipment from North Korea. You know, then I got a window in the door where I got to get the scowls that are meant for you, but come to me.
Yeah, because I can't see them because my back is turned.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a hostile work environment here.
Now I got to go get yelled at.
Oh. Fairbanks, you have a great day. And again, go vote tomorrow.
Vote.
Make yourself heard.
Vote.
And we will see you tomorrow with the Lawn Your House Gang, and you have a great day.
Go vote.
Go vote.